Hello, everybody. So here we are again. We're meeting in the micro studio. We gotta stop meeting like this. People are starting to talk. So what I want to talk about today is kind of a strange little topic. I'm talking about it only not because I've just become aware of it. I've been aware of it for a long, long time, but my clients are becoming consciously aware of it and they're talking about it. And I thought, well, if they're seeing it and they're talking about it, then I need to go ahead and address it. Only reason I didn't address it earlier was because it's a sensitive topic. If I'm not careful, it's going to make it look like I'm trying to point to this as a special unit, and I am not. And this is not an egoic ploy in the least. It really is not. What I want to talk about is direct transmission. Direct transmission is taking place from oneness to oneness. That's direct, isn't it? If you look at Zen, they talk about direct transmission, don't they? They say beyond words and scriptures. So what we're talking about is that you and I are sitting here, we're meeting on the internet in some virtual fashion, and this video is really designed to wake you up. All of them are. I got about 90 videos, and they're all designed to bring you clarity and wake you up. And I look at some of these things, and some of them, and they don't have to, they're just not watched that heavily. It is an incredibly overlooked resource, free resource for bringing clarity, for waking people up. I get emails on a regular basis from people who wake up from this. Because what I'm doing here is the same thing when I do sessions or workshops or stuff like that. This is not to bring you encouragement for your practice. I mean, I hope I do bring you encouragement, but that's not the point. The point is to wake you up, right? That's the truth. That's what this unit does. And it's what it's used for. Get it? Coming through, and it's being used for. If we talk about Indra's net, which I guess we've talked about before, but Indra's net is, Indra was the king of the gods, and he had himself a net, and at every juncture, think about it as a fisherman's net, and at every juncture there was a perfect little jewel. Indra threw this net across the universe. And once it was out there, all of these jewels were doing what? All of these jewels were doing what jewels do, which is reflecting light. See, you are actually the light, but you are also the net. So you can't be reflecting something else because there's not anything else. There's only oneness, there's only you. So what's happening is that every jewel is reflecting what? It's reflecting every, it's every other jewel, and what it's really reflecting is the light that is in every other jewel. So this jewel of Indra's net, for whatever reason, to my great astonishment and to many others, it is quite clear. It just is. I mean, there's some certainly some fredness here. We can see that, We can all see that. We can all see the ham in it, and we can, and all that stuff. And who cares? It's still clear. It's coming through. What I mean is that, because I don't believe any of that stuff. I can see it, but I don't believe any of it. Hopefully, you don't believe much of it either. Because in fact, there's not a lot of friction here for clarity to come through. It's not fighting a whole bunch of fredness. It's still got some fredness here. And think of it as a pipe that's got a lot of stuff in it, or a pipe that's got, and it's just got a little place in the middle where light can come through, or water could flow through, or whatever. And think about a pipe that's the same pipe that doesn't have much stuff in it. So, lots more stuff can flow through. And that's what this happens, is as we wake up, think of it as being a pipe where the sides get the thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. Whatever this obstruction is within the pipe itself gets thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. Because that's what we're doing here. We're not here to clear you up. We are here to clear you out. And when I say you, I'm talking about your character. Whatever your character's name is, Bob or Sue or Carol or Ted or whatever it is. We're here to clear that out because it's not true. But what happens is that when these units come together, And given the, and the internet counts too, there's no space, there's no time, not in truth. I can debunk it in a heartbeat, so can a physicist. So what we can notice is that there's just one thing going on. There's no such thing as distance between me and you. We are the same thing. So when we come together like this, there's a tune and fork inside of this one, and there's a tune and fork inside of that one. And the tune and fork, this is, oh, and I understand this is story, but it's a way to understand it. And when the tune, when these two units come together, the tune and fork inside of this one is vibrating at a little bit higher frequency than that one is, probably. I can't know because I'm just this, but since you're watching me, that's the probable case. And what happens is when the two of us come together, the tune and fork over there that's at a lower frequency will rise to meet this one. Just the frequency will rise to harmonize. Interesting thing is that this one will rise also, but it rises in response to the situation. It's in a teaching situation. So although there may be this, there certainly is the same awakeness present when I'm outside playing with dogs as there is when I'm with you, there's a sharpness that's here that isn't there when I'm playing with the dogs because it's not needed, right? Because I don't need to wake the dogs up. They're fine. They don't have any, they don't have stories anyway other than the fact, oh, I love that guy. He gives me food, strokes my fur. They don't have this, you know, and I don't give them any, ever give them any reason to tell any other kind of story. The dogs are going through reality in the same way that these bodies are going through reality. These bodies have been in the Garden of Eden ever since they came out of this mama's womb, because there's nothing but the Garden of Eden. There's only this, and this, my friend, is perfect. So direct transmission, I'm getting off topic like I always do. The value of direct transmission is that even if you don't understand what I'm talking about at times, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking to you anyway. I'm not talking to your character. How the hell would I talk to a non-existent character for? It would be ridiculous. I'm always talking to me. And I will hear what's being said over here. Now, when it gets to where the unit consciously can hear it, then that's a whole nother ball game. But I will hear it over there nonetheless. There will also be that rise in frequency. I get emails regularly from people who are waking up from my videos. My videos, it sounds very egoic, and I don't mean it that way. My videos are the most underutilized source for spontaneous awakening that I can imagine. It really is. I mean, it just blows my mind. I go, all these things, and then to get, you know, 600 views. God, you know, like there's 600 seekers out there who are interested in getting clear. It's just that what we want is we got all this available, but we don't want that. We want something else, you know? People will write me, and they'll say, I've just discovered you. Man, I read and I'm planning on buying one of your books, and I wonder if you'd give me a free session. The answer, no. I don't care if you buy all my books, you're still not going to get a free session. The idea is utilize what's available. If you have the money, fine. Let's talk one-on-one. If you got less money, let's talk in workshops. But if you don't utilize what's available, utilize these videos. Watch them. Watch them again. They wake people up. There's only one thing going on. Over here, this unit is it just is. It's particularly clear. Over there, that unit's got a little bit more cloudiness in it than there is here. It may have substantially more cloudiness. Okay. There's no fundamental difference. It's not like you're not awake. You're as awake as I am. You really are. That's the key. And when awakeness wakes up, that's what it discovers. Is, oh my goodness, I was awake all the time. I just didn't know it. And it's so awakening is a misnomer in the sense that the idea that this unit is going to wake up, it doesn't. Awakeness wakes up to itself. And awakeness is talking to itself right now. Awakeness is trying to help itself. Why? Because that's what it's doing. There's no greater why than that, because that's what's happening. It's not like there's a big point to it. It's just that's what's happening. So the fact that you're watching this tells me that you just can't be all that far from waking up. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to wake up in this life. So don't take that and just and lie down with it and say, oh, he told me it'd just be a matter of time. I am telling you that, honestly, that the odds are very good for you in this life if you've discovered this. Because I just, they're not at the top of the list yet. May never be at the top of the list. I don't care. I'm fine. I'm busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm busy. But I notice that when people pay a lot of attention to the teaching that's coming through this unit, that's what we're talking about, is the teaching, not the unit. We're talking about the teaching, not the Fredness that is hosting the teaching. This is a very clear teaching. I don't actually know of another teaching that's clear. That's honest to God's truth. There may be many that are clear, and you may find others that are much clearer for you, and that's fine. Have at it. This is nonetheless is the sharpest teaching I know. I don't know anybody else that is backing themselves to the wall, taking on people every day and waking people up every day. So this is powerful, and it's powerful that is available to you free. If you go to Awakening Clarity Now, you can go and you can find hundreds of posts, and almost all of them are talking about the post-awakening experience. But the post-awakening experience is not that the confusion that we find in post-awakening. What I'm trying to clear up there is not categorically different from what happens in pre-awakening. It'll help you to wake up if you're in pre-awakening. If you're in post-awakening, it'll help you to clear up. Read the post. My God, go through and see. You know, it doesn't mean, I'm way behind. I just discovered you today. Find a teacher. If I'm not the one, that's fine. Find a teacher and just suck in everything they've done. That's what I did. It really is. I've done it, and I've done it with more than one teacher. And just absolutely ate them up. And what I'm talking about is when they put stuff out, I watched it. They put stuff out. I read it when they got online. I would watch it. I would listen to it on CD. I would do whatever was necessary. You can download these videos onto for the YouTube videos. You can download them to your iPhone or whatever and listen to them in the car. I know because people do it. I get emails. I get lots of email, you might imagine, and it's true, I do. So utilize what's available, because this direct transmission is happening here. I am talking to me. And what you know, in this language, what I am is prior to language. What you are is the same thing I am, so what you are is prior to language. So these words, as helpful as they are, they can also get in the way. Most of the people that I work with have heard too many words. That's the truth. They've got too many stories. Clients that I have who are awake now and go back to sleep tomorrow, it's because they're back lost in the dream that they were in when they met me, which is that I've almost got it. I'll get it soon, right? I'm going to wake up anytime now. Oh, that Fred Davis, I've just about got it with him. He's quite clear. God Almighty. And so he's somebody who's actually woke up. But they backed back into the dream because we have to stay at it. If you woke up yesterday and you think that you now get to march through life without being alert, you are in for a sad. Because you have to keep at it. You have to keep at it. I mean, unless you don't. I understand that there apparently been one or two people since this planet began who we claim got very clear and stayed clear from go. I do not know of them. I know many, many, many people who are awake. I do not know a single one of them who woke up with the brilliance that Ramana Maharshi had, including Ramana Maharshi. Ramana Maharshi woke up as much as he could at every stage. But he cleared up. He woke up very profoundly, grant you. But he cleared up, but he couldn't teach with it. He couldn't do anything with it. I mean, he was sleeping in graveyards and being stoned by teenagers, just like they would do today. Because it took time for awakeness to colonize this unit. That's the secret. I can go into why and all that, but not in this video. It takes time for awakeness to colonize the unit. And during that time, you're on banana peels. I was on banana peels for years. Some of us are on banana peels for much less time than I was because I didn't have a direct teacher. I had a teacher like you've got if you're watching this video, but you don't talk to me personally. I had a long distance teacher. And I didn't have benefit of this teaching, which is very sharp. And I stayed in, I was 25 years to wake up, clearly, with one glimpse in that 25 years. 25 years to wake up, and then years of oscillation and cloudiness. And, you know, and can I pull back into the dream now? I mean, when I say I get pulled back into the dream, I'm talking about can oneness get distracted? Yeah, you know, it's not going to last long, I don't think. I mean, I hope not. And I don't think it's going to, and it's not going to be taken very deeply. But can I get distracted? Can I get pulled back in? Yes, absolutely. I found that out last fall. I don't know that it's happened very profoundly since last fall. Last fall actually helped me. You know, difficulties is when we wake up. We wake up. We come to greater clarity through difficulties. What we want is we want a clean sailing ride. But if we all had clean sailing rides, we'd never get anywhere. It's our obstacles that help us. It's our suffering that is our friend. Our suffering is our teacher. Because when we're suffering, we're getting the signal. We're the teaching is you're not telling yourself the truth. And when I say you're not telling yourself the truth, I'm talking to oneness. I can't talk to anything else. Can't talk to you. I cannot address your character because it's not real. And lots of other people will address the character as if it's real, but I will not. I have a student or your head out on the West Coast, and I don't hear from her anymore. I think because I insulted her. Because one night she wrote me and she said, "Well, I know." And This is an intellectual giant, right? And she wrote me and she said, "So I know you got to be talking to the unit because that's the only thing that can be talked to and you got to go through this, that, and the other." And I wrote her back and I said, "Oh, no. I'm never talking to the unit. I am always talking to myself. I'm always talking to the greater you, if you will." I said, "You may be under the delusion that there's some way to teach a character. But I do not suffer from that same delusion. I didn't mean it arrogantly or anything else. I was just stating the case. There's the facts." I sent her that email. I never heard from her again. I will tell you what you need to hear. I will not tell you what you want to hear. Very often, there's quite a gap. But that's one of the reasons I get email after email with people who say, "Thank you very much." Like I've had sessions with her, whatever. And I've had to reset them. Which means that they come to a session with an attitude that if they were to keep that attitude, they couldn't possibly wake up. My job is to help them wake up, so I reset them. And I try to do that as gently as I can, and I will do it harshly if I have to. And I've had many, many people that I've been tough with tell me, "But before the end of the session, thank God, thank you so much." And I get letters from people for helping, you know, "Thank you for resetting me. Thank you for cutting through the bullshit. Thank you for telling me what I needed to hear." See, the good thing, I don't actually need followers. This is what it cuts this teaching apart from the crowd. I don't need followers. I can make a living talking to people one time in their lives. There's a steady chain of people who want to wake up. And I can do that. So I don't have to please you by telling you, you know, stuff that I think you want to hear. You know, we were talking about this Sunday. I had a client had cancer. And the nicest thing, you know, the easiest thing to do would be to say, "Well, you're going to be okay. And da-da-da-da. And God's with you. And you're in this teaching. And you're going to be fine." I didn't do that. I told her, "Well, I don't know if you're going to die or not." Meaning the unit. But the good news is that you can't die. And if you will work with me, you'll be able to see that more and more and more clearly. And you can use this cancer as a method of coming to greater surrender, to a level of surrender that you don't know anything about yet. Because she had to go through chemo and she had to go through radiation at the same time. I mean, that's not a party. All of us know that. It's awful. I get it. But by God, she used it. You know? I really admire that. She never walked off. Never. This is somebody who wants to live as a witness. And now that she's not suffering quite so much, she's having a little more difficulty staying awake. Have at that. Of course. Of course. Because suffering is our friend. But what we have to do is we have to raise our, the level, we have to raise our pain threshold. I used to have a terribly high threshold of pain. Hell, I had to go live in a park before I could figure out I was alcoholic. That's somebody who's got a high level of pain, but I don't anymore. Now it just takes little stuff for me to realize, oh, you're suffering, right? Which means I'm out of alignment, which means I believe I'm this body. Inevitably, it means I believe this body. So, utilize what's available here. It really is a clear teaching. What's happening here? I don't know that it will, but it has the potential to turn everything on its head. I've said this 1,000 times with clients, and I've had 1,000 clients tell me that yes, they see that. It's that clear. It's that different. So, I don't know if this direct transmission came through or not, but it came through for some of you, and I hope it came through for you. I'll see you later, myself. Bye-bye, oneness. Talk to you later.